Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, it's Youth Month in South Africa. It's a time to honor, I think, the energy, the resilience, and probably most importantly, the potential of young people. But in today's world, that potential can be undermined often by poor financial choices made early on in life. What am I talking about? Well, impulse spending to student debt and the ever prevalent specter of online scams. The money traps that people are facing, young people are facing, are very real these days. So how do we equip the next generation with the skills to navigate risk and also build their wealth and to make smart money moves from the very start? Joining me now is Erica Liebenberg from Just Money. It's a platform that helps South Africans make better money choices. Erica, a very warm welcome to you. And I think you'll agree with me when I say that Youth Month is often framed around things like activism and opportunity, but critical that we shift the narrative to include financial agency as part of empowerment of young people. And that's not always easy to achieve, is it?
Absolutely, Jeremy. I agree with you. It's not easy to achieve, but it really is crucial. We know, unfortunately, from recent studies that financial literacy in South Africa at large is a problem, and particularly amongst youth. There is some awareness, but there are crucial shortfalls that are causing people to sort of start out on a back foot and struggle to maintain financial stability.
And what are those choices? What are the impediments that lie in their path?
It largely relates to just that lack of financial awareness and understanding. And it's not something that's really taught formally. And it is something that needs to be taught from within the family environment, because it's just not really being taught as part of the formal education system. And because of that, there's a lack of awareness of the financial opportunities, tools, you know, strategies that are available. There are so many free tools out there. But for want of knowledge, youth are really not making the best financial decisions. So it really comes down to that lack of awareness that we need to address.
Okay, I'll accept the argument that it's critical. All of this foundational phase starts within the family. So what do mums and dads need to start doing from the get-go?
You know, it's really not too complicated. And I'm glad that you asked that, Jeremy, because I think sometimes what happens is that we can feel overwhelmed. We can feel as though we ourselves are perhaps is not as financially literate as we would like to be. And certainly a good first step would be if you are a parent or an adult who mentors youth, for example, or you'd be interested in doing such a thing, you know, brush up on your own financial literacy first. There are some excellent free courses out there, and we can touch on that if there is time. But in terms of teaching kids, you know, show them what you know. It really comes down to making things practical, relatable, and suitable to your child's stage of development. So if we look at young kids, for example, kids as young as five can start to learn the difference between things that they need and things that they want, and how to save to achieve those things that they would like to have. You know, it can be really simple, but keep it practical. So for example, you can involve a small child in a shopping trip. You can show them a list before you head out. You know, these are the things on the list. If it's not on the list, we're not going to buy it because it's not a need. You know, those simple, practical things can really make a difference. And as your kids get older, you know, looking at things like a small allowance or pocket money, and it doesn't have to be cattle stations worth of money. You can give whatever suits your budget, but just teaching kids how to manage that money, how to divide it up, not to spend it all at once, you know, to save towards bigger goals. That's another really good lesson that you can teach.
And Erica, we often hear that financial education should start early, all well and good, but what does that mean in practice?
So, you know, even if it's as simple as having a money box, you know, a clear jar or a labeled tin, and let your children put coins to start saving towards something that they'd like, you know, like a coloring book or something similar, you know, as they see those coins building up, even though they're of small value, let's say it's a 5 rand or a 2 rand coin, you know, over time, they'll see that money stack up. And Jeremy, I don't know about you, but in my youth, you know, saving coins was a really big thing. And I remember the joy of starting out with something empty and seeing it fill up. And it's amazing, you know, to open that tin and to see exactly how many funds have accrued and what those funds can get you. And I think because instant gratification is such a problem, not just for kids, but for all of us, you know, in the times that we're living in, learning just that simple lesson about saving could be crucial to that first fundamental financial footstep to set your kids off on the right path.
I appreciate the fact that you said that often mothers and fathers need to sort of bone up on their own financial skills. And I'd suggest, Erica, that practical budgeting is tough enough for adults these days. So are there specific methods then that resonate with young people, particularly in this age where money is so often digital and abstract?
Yes, and this is where the free online resources really kick in. There's a few courses available, and of course, it's crucial to make sure, you know, to vet them and make sure that they are viable. You know, if a bank, for example, or a community group has signed off, you know, that's a knowledgeable group that clearly understands finances, then it's a good bet. So, for example, there's a online course called Funza Literacy Trust, and they've got a program called Making It with the Majolas, and that is, you know, specifically geared towards teenagers and young adults up to the age of 25, and it just helps with practically applying financial concepts in their life. So it's a fictional family, and it introduces basic financial literacy concepts. But what I like about this particular program is it also introduces entrepreneurship. And that is a huge opportunity within South Africa. So, you know, the kids are online exactly as you say. So this, you know, this kind of fun, interesting, you know, semi-formal but really approachable online resource, that kind of thing can really make a difference. But you can even scale it back further and have a look at free apps that banks have to offer. You know, start learning how to use those resources and let your teenagers help you. These kids are savvy. They know more, I think, a lot of the time than we give them credit for. Work these things out together, you know, and as a family, work out the tools that you've got that are really freely at your disposal. But, you know, between you, you can learn how to use.
Erica, talking about families, though, we know that many South African families struggle to talk about money, and critical that that generational cycle, either of silence or guilt or even misinformation, is broken. But again, easier said than done, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, it's to simplify things and not overcomplicate. So, for example, you know, we all, it's the everyday stuff, the dinner conversations that you can have. Don't let it be a taboo topic. Be open and clear in your communication and make it practical. There are purchases that families have to make, and there are nice purchases that we don't necessarily have to make, but we like to make. So take, for example, buying a TV set. You know, again, because teens in particular are so avid online, you know, let them help. Let them research, for example, and compare prices for a new TV or family computer. Talk about quality versus price, warranties, delivery costs. You know, it becomes very, very practical when you involve kids in these conversations. And you'd be amazed at how savvy they actually are in terms of being able to pick up on that information. And again, if you're not feeling particularly financial aware, it's something that you can learn together as a family. You know, the kids are really switched on. They're very active in the online environment. And I think sometimes, you know, we actually underestimate the amount of information that we know. We've all had to, or most of us have had to deal with banks, with insurances, you know, with access to credit. There's so much more that we actually understand that we've learned over time. You know, share that. Just start the conversation somewhere, even if it's to say, you know, this is our monthly budget and these are the things that it needs to cover. You know, put it up on a whiteboard and talk through it. You don't have to go into the depth of detail, you know, obviously, and there is an element to protecting kids from the harshest of realities, but, you know, open up the conversation.
Well, some good advice there as we begin Youth Month in South Africa. Erica Liebenberg from Just Money, thank you so much.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.